Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to nuclear medicine technician with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Brian Clark, as he discusses nuclear medicine at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
First off, Brian, what exactly is nuclear medicine?
Well, it's actually the using radioactive materials to diagnose various diseases and problems with the body that we look at more at function than we do structure. But so we are a tool to help the doctors diagnose certain problems.
When you talk about those certain problems, what type of illnesses or scans kind of do you do?
I'd say probably 80% of this stuff is nuclear cardiology, where I try and find blockages in the vessels to the heart. It's kind of a precursor to go in to have an angiogram or that sort of thing. We also look at gallbladders for dysfunction. We look at bone scans for cancer or fractures. We look at thyroids for abnormalities within the thyroid. And so if we have a radioactive agent that has a target for a specific organ, we can do a scan on it just to look at mainly, like I said, mainly function.
Now, obviously, here at the Knoxville Hospital Clinics, you've seen improvements going on, certain things getting better here at the hospital, but new equipment being one of those things. Take us through kind of what new equipment you have here at the nuclear medical department.
Okay, so we have a new scanner, which is they call it a SPECT camera, S-P-E-C-T. And basically what it does is it looks at things in three dimensions. So I can take images and convert those into something that we can use to help diagnose the problems with better software, better computer systems. We also got a brand new DEXA system, which is a bone density machine. So this past year, we kind of went all out, signed another 7-year contract with the hospital. So I figured we might as well make sure that we're up to speed with everybody. And actually, we probably have newer equipment than most, even some of the bigger hospitals at this point right now. So yeah, we're just trying to stay up with the Joneses in Des Moines, you know.
Now, when it comes to this on the new technology, how, one, does it make your job easier? And two, how does it make the kind of the function here at the hospital all in general easier?
Well, I think all in all, I mean, medicine's not really that easy, but computer operations, the software, the whole system has become much easier over the years. Easier diagnostics and that sort of thing that's implemented into the computer programs that we use to find the problem. So all in all, I'm working with everybody. That makes it my job pretty easy. The doctors, we all have a pretty good rapport with each other. So helping them solve their problems is my key, and helping the community and the patients and those sort of things find a problem and get it addressed so that they can get it fixed is my key role.
Now, is a physician's, you know, referral required for people to, you know, use these machines or have these machines used on them? Or is it kind of just they got to come in here and they feel like this is something they need to do?
It is. Unfortunately, dealing with radioactive materials or dealing with radiation, any of those sort of procedures have to be ordered specifically by a primary care physician or a specialist or any of those sort of things. So we can't just deliver radioactive materials into somebody's body without a prescription or an order from the physician to do it. So we're kind of in that chain of diagnosing various problems. We fall in line when the physician says, we'd like to have this procedure done. So I also market to those physicians so that they understand that we're up to speed with everybody else. So if they have any questions whatsoever, they can call me. Or if a patient has a question, hey, what can I have done? They can always call me. I have an open door policy, so I can talk to anybody and do any of that sort of thing. And then I can recommend to them what would be the best or most appropriate procedure to diagnose the problem.
Keeping up with the places in Des Moines, keeping up with the technology, how great is it to be able to have that technology right here in Knoxville to help to serve the people here in Marion County?
Oh, I think it's incredibly awesome. It's rare. A hospital this size, to be able to fund that kind of equipment, you're talking, you know, $500,000 piece of equipment that is taken out of their budget that they don't actually have to pay. They can utilize the money to pay for various other projects within their hospital. The new ER that they're working on, the OR, the salaries of all the specialties that they have around here. I think it's a great thing to have within this area. And as far as the patient is concerned, they don't have to go spend 3 or 4 hours, because some of these procedures will take 2 to 3 hours to do, and plus your drive time and all that sort of stuff. You can kill a whole day going to Des Moines to do a procedure. And here you're kind of in and out, or you could come in and do part of it, leave, and come back and do the second part, you know, so take a little break to go home. So I think it's a huge benefit to this area.
Is there anything else you want the listeners here in Knoxville and surrounding communities to know about the nuclear medicine here at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinic?
We're open, you know, basically I'm on call 24/7, 365 days a week. However, my operating hours are typically from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 in the evening. And we have the capacity here to do much more, much faster than what we ever have before. So also, I used to actually advertise the fact that we could get people in within 24 to 48 hours after they've had that order from the doctor. So in some places, you might wait 2-3 weeks to actually get a procedure of this type. So I just have the flexibility to be able to do that, since I don't have to go through all the red tape.
Thanks to nuclear medicine technician with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Brian Clark, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.